MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Kobus Lutz, CEO, Pan African Resources. Results for 6 months in December. Saw production, and you can measure different ways, year on year down 12.6% relative to the previous half, would have been down 3.3%. But that saw HEPS off 43.7. Kobus, appreciate the time. This really was around challenges at Evander Mines that you had that hit production and therefore ultimately sales as well, and therefore HEPS.
Yeah, that's a good summary. I think sort of Evander Underground, the subvertical shaft has taken us a bit longer to get going. Mm-hmm. It is commissioned now. But, you know, I think people also, a couple of other points. At the end of this month, we're finishing up on the hedge that we took out to fund the part fund the construction of MTR. So, I mean, that's going to then seriously impact the gold price we receive, because as at the end of this month, we are unhedged. At the current gold price, it's sort of 80 or 90 million rand of additional free cash a month. And then in the last half, we were also ramping up MTR. So we only had 2 months of production from MTR, but you had depreciation, you had finance charges and everything else. And that project has been a fantastic success for us, producing going forward all-in sustaining cost of about $1,000 or under and 20 years of life. Wow. So you can calculate the margins there.
Your all-in sustained cost also went up quite markedly. But again, I mean, this is a factor of mining. You've got base costs, and if you can't produce some of the gold, that hurts your pricing. Will we see a sort of reversion to lower numbers through the rest of this year and into next?
Yeah, so Simon, we're expecting all-in sustaining cost for the second half to be between $1,450 to $1,500 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So that's much lower. And then with a full year of production from MTR, full year of production from our Australian assets in 26, and then also a better performance from the Evander Underground, there's no reason for the costs not to further reduce in the next financial year. So I think it's a good outlook, particularly given the global sector where your global average now has gone beyond $1,500 per ounce.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's always been part of the Pan-African Resources story, is that low cost of production. You're also looking to increase production. Your forecast for financial year 26 and looking quite strong. I mean, some of this you're looking, for example, to expand at Mintails. There'll be some other bits and pieces, but you're sort of not resting on your laurels. You're looking to get more and more gold out of the ground and to market.
Yeah, certainly at these prices, I mean, the more you can obviously produce, the better.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, we are incredibly excited about Australia. So we closed that transaction in December, and we're going to be producing gold by April or May. You know, that plant is sort of pretty much built, and it'll be start commissioning in the next month. Mm-hmm. We're building an ore stockpile right in front of the plant at 1.5 grams to 1.8 grams per ton. So I don't think it's properly understood yet in terms of the impact, but you know, major producers can't grow their production like we have been doing and like we will do. So currently, say we are sort of 200,000 mark. In the next year, we expect that to go to close to 300,000 ounces. That's a huge increase.
And you'll do that broadly within the low-cost philosophy, which is at the core of Pan-African.
Yeah, we're not interested in like high-cost problematic assets. You know, we do have our underground mines, and they sort of like children that we have to love, and it's fine. As ESA Underground Mines go, these are the two I would not mind owning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the rest, we focus on surface and lower cost. Going forward, 60% or more of our production will come from surface.
Yep, gotcha. I quickly want to go back to that hedging that you mentioned. If I recall correctly, this was sort of, you were taking on some debt and you wanted to protect that. This wasn't a strategy within Pan-African to hedge gold. You're comfortable as a rule being subject to the gold price fluctuations.
Well, our shareholders generally, one of the principal reasons for investing in Pan-African is exposure to the gold price.
Yeah.
So this hedge was actually a requirement. We needed to raise some additional funding to construct MTR. MTR, if you recall, is the biggest capital project that we've ever undertaken. It was some 2.5 billion rand of capital at a time when our market cap was a lot lower. So it was the right decision at the time. We didn't come to shareholders for money. And unfortunately, prices have now very much moved in our favor, and that has had a cost. But in exchange, we've built a world-class operation that's going to be going for 20 years.
And you've also got, I mean, your debt is coming down. You've got strong cash generation in particular. I mean, if gold stays at around these levels, never mind if it potentially goes higher. To the point that in the results you say that the board will look at reviewing an interim dividend policy, which says to me, strong cash, debt going away, incredibly well positioned with the current pricing.
Well, if we look at our forecasts, a couple of things, you know, we've spent most of our major growth capital. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the sector generally, there's a lot of companies that are running out of reserves. It's not the case for us. Now, with all of this growth, it's all funded. It's all sitting in our current debt number. At these gold prices, we expect to be pretty much de-geared, including a nice increase in dividends in the next 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a pretty strong position to be in.
A last question, because the one thing that's completely beyond your control is input inflation. And certainly the headline numbers have come lower. Stats SA will tell us inflation is 3% in January. How are you finding inflation in the gold mining space?
I think wage inflation is generally under control. Reagents, mm-hmm. so I mean all the chemicals you require to extract gold, those have gone up quite a lot in the last 2 years. But it does appear as those increases have now normalized. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we have our wonderful friend in Eskom with all of their issues. The way to mitigate Eskom is by going renewables. And if you remember, we were the first miner to commission large-scale solar. 10% of our energy now comes from renewables. In the next couple of years, we plan to push that up to close to 50% of all of our energy requirements.
We'll leave it there. Kobus Loots, CEO of Pan African Resources. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.